Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
No problems here today.
Yep, Sox gain a game on the Twins. Just two back, and they get the 2-2 split. And after a tough night at the office for the offense last night, it was a very good day today.
Mully at Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the score. We are delighted to welcome in our Chuck. Chuck Garfine does a great job with the pre and post game and NBC Sports Chicago, and he joins us now on the Score Hotline presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Chuck, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. Mully, how are you guys doing on a Monday morning?
Doing well,
a rainy
Chuck.
Monday morning.
Yeah, thank you.
I got to tell you, I'm totally pumped up because I think that Rocco Baldelli is hearing footsteps. Why else would he react the way he did? I think he's going to be fine now. I think hopefully he'll be suspended for a month. I just think that the Sox are coming and Rocco is afraid.
Yes, that's what I want to believe as well. This White Sox team is coming. They're two games over 500.
Woohoo! Okay.
No, but at some point, I'd like to believe the Sox. I've been saying this for now, I think, 3 months, but they got to win 10 out of 12. 15 out of 20. You do that, you're in first place, and they'll win the division. That's what I believe. But they've yet to do that. But I will say they are 20-14 since July 1st. So I guess that's not really a baby step, but they are playing better baseball. But, yeah, you'd want to see them get hot. They have not gotten hot yet. The talent is there. We keep saying that. Just haven't shown it on the field. I'm talking more offensively than anything else. That's what's weighing this team down this year.
Yeah, that's been the biggest disappointment, I think, Chuck. And I think you're the best person to talk to about this because you have to deal with it on a daily basis. It's kind of the sliding scale of expectations. I think there's an acceptance level that we have to reach with the White Sox where the season that began as World Series or bust kind of raised those expectations. But you got to come down a little bit, right? Now it's about winning the division. Just get into the tournament. Are we settling if we say that? But isn't that the only way to proceed now with 2 months to go?
Yeah, I mean, for you to talk about World Series with this team right now, it's not exactly realistic just because of the way that they're playing. So, yeah, just get in. And, of course, anything can happen when you get to the playoffs. Does this team, though, yeah, look like a World Series team right now? No, not at all. There are pieces of it. I mean, I'll be honest with you. You've got a Dylan Cease, Johnny Cueto 1-2 punch that is very intriguing for the playoffs. Kopech, Lance Lynn, we're getting inconsistency out of those two guys. And then Giolito the same. So it's not a deep rotation the way they've been pitching this year. I'm liking this bullpen a lot. I think that's probably might be their strength, top to bottom, the way they're pitching right now. Because you've got like Jimmy Lambert who's come out of nowhere. He hasn't given up a run in over 12 innings. It's this offense, and if you look at what they've done, top to bottom, you know, Tony La Russa likes to talk about, you know, what's on the back of the baseball card. I would say 7 of the top 9 hitters on this team are underperforming from their norms big time. big time. Grandal, Moncada, T.A., Pollock. You know, there's just a lot of guys that are just not doing what they're supposed to be doing. You throw in Eloy Jimenez, who's been hurt, Luis Robert, who's been hurt. All their numbers together, it's actually a shocker to me that they're only two games out of first place. So I say if, because we haven't seen it yet, if this offense gets hot, and what's frustrating is they'll get those games like yesterday where they score 8 runs, they'll score 12 runs, 13 runs, and the next day it's 1, 2, or 3. And that's what's the consistency hasn't been there. The consistent approaches haven't been there. And that's why after 4 months of baseball, they're 2 games over .500.
Yeah, you know, I thought you guys did a great job on Saturday night. Saturday night was probably the most disappointing game of the season for me, just because I really felt they had to win that game. You know, you felt that Dylan Cease won a game. And then they get totally stymied by Dane Dunning, who had not won a game since April 30th. And it wasn't just that. It was, and I don't remember who it was, but somebody had a ground ball that Dunning retrieved and then ran over to first, and whoever it was stopped running about 4 steps into it. And then, you know, yourself and Ozzy, it is so unsatisfying, dissatisfying to see a team that does not run out ground balls when you know this team. It's not like this Texas team is killing the world. We saw a bunch of Sal throws yesterday. It was just really frustrating.
The highlight of the game, the highlight of that game for me was, and this is a game that had no highlights except for this, it was Jose Abreu running hard to first base.
Yep.
beating out a double play. Now, he said post game that, you know, he was asked if the intensity and focus was there. And, you know, he just basically said, it was more like, I can only control what I'm doing.
Right.
I can only focus on what I'm doing. I would have liked to hear someone, I'd like to hear someone in, or see someone in that clubhouse when they see something like that happen, where they're not running hard to first base, or just guys don't seem to have the mannerisms or the body language like they want to be there. And I'm not saying they don't want to be there, but it's just, they just looked flat, and there have been a lot of those kind of games where they're flat. I know it's August, but, you know, I don't know if there's someone on that offense that gets in someone's face or says, this is how you do it, or get someone going when they need to. Ozzie Guillen talked a lot about how he used to needle Frank Thomas all the time because they knew how important Frank Thomas was to the team. And if, you know, they would just try to motivate him, not that he needed motivation, but like on this Thursday, they needed a win. They knew they needed Frank Thomas at his 100% best. And Ozzie could see that in the clubhouse. And he would say the right things at the right time to Frank to get him going. And there are times where I just see Moncada. I would love to be Yoan Moncada's teammate and tell him what I want out of him today. You know, and I know he's not a fiery kind of guy, but you watch him play. And Tim Anderson, the last few days, I was just like, Tim, what's going on with you? You know, like these are guys who I believe in. And on a day-to-day basis, I'm kind of wondering, like, where's their head right now? Where's the fire? And television doesn't, you know, say the whole story. We just watch the game. We don't know what's going on inside these guys' heads. But it's August. It's go time. And when they only get one hit off Dane Dunning, who had good stuff. He had good stuff. But the Sox, it's, you know, this isn't April or May. It's August, and I'd like to see them have a better effort. And when Jose says, you know, I can only control, like, what I can control, that just shows Jose's the kind of leader that does it with his actions, not with his words. And I'm wondering if there is enough guys saying the right things at the right time for this team, because, you know, we're all just kind of scratching our heads wondering why this team is now running away with this division. So I hate to do it, but that's why I and Ozzy and media members and fans in general are coming up with reason as to why they're struggling the way they are.
Chuck, that's a great observation and well put. And I think that Ozzy kind of put that into words yesterday as best he could by saying, without, you know, he really found that balance between showing respect for Tony La Russa that he has earned, because nobody loves Tony more than Ozzy does, but also what you just said Ozzie said that's up to the manager. That's up to the manager to set the tone, to reach those players, to identify Moncada, who might need to be cajoled on one day, or identify Tim Anderson and get him out of a funk the other. That is on the manager, understanding 26 different personalities, 26 different guys, and 26 different ways to reach each guy if that's necessary. He really articulated that pretty well.
Yeah, I agree. And so maybe Tony has had these conversations. We don't know that. But if he's had those conversations, we're not seeing it on a daily basis on the field. Is that on Tony? Is it on the players? That is not for me to know. But and I one thing I hate doing is speculating, but when we're 4 months into a season that was supposed to be World Series or bust, these are the conversations that we have on the air, just trying to figure out why this is working, why this is not working. And again, after all of this, they can win this division, and they can get hot in the playoffs. I mean, they've had series where they've looked great. I mean, this is going back a ways, but, yeah, they went into New York when the Yankees were hot, 1-2 of 3. I mean, they've won in Tampa. They've won series there. They can get hot, but they've only gotten hot for, like, a few days. We need a sustained success, and we have not seen that yet. And if we don't see it, we're going to have an entire offseason to break it down and really have a better idea of what went right, what went wrong. But we know where things are at right now. And it's a 500 team. That's what this team is. They've played 500 baseball for 4 months, and that's not acceptable.
You know, it's interesting to see Tim Anderson with a couple days off. And I guess he was spotted at the airport flying home. He you know, they got an off day today in Kansas City, but – Tim's not able to play in the first game of the doubleheader, so I'm sure they gave him permission to go home. I don't know why people are making a big deal out of it. But more importantly, since he came back, he's been batting, I think the line is 249, 287, 290 since coming off the injured list in mid-June. And A.J. Pollock, Chuck, you read that stat yesterday. Guy's been on fire as a leadoff hitter. So he'll lead off the first game of the doubleheader, I hope. And who knows? Maybe leave him there for a little bit.
All right, you want to know what manager Chuck Garfine's going to do?
Yes.
This is what manager Chuck Garfine's going to do. Because we were on the set, and Ozzie just says, hey, I don't know off the top of my head. What do you think Pollock's batting leadoff? He's doing a really good job. So I look at my phone, and I look it up on the set, and I was stunned at what I saw. Because Pollock, when he bats the leadoff, it's not like he goes for a week. It's been one game here, one game there, one game here, one game there. He's batting .418 in, I believe, 11 games batting leadoff with a slug over .500, an OPS over 1,000. He, if it's me, I'm having him bat leadoff and just let it roll, let it ride.
Yep.
And I'm putting T.A. It's not like T.A. like deserves anything, or no, there's not a single player on that team that deserves anything. Mm. Jose Abreu, whatever it might be. Tim has struggled offensively for 5 weeks, 6 weeks. He has, I believe, he hasn't had any extra base hits. He hasn't homered in a long time. Now, should you put him in an RBI position if he's not driving in runs? That's a whole other story. But all I know is I want someone hot at the top of the order. And right now, that is A.J. Pollock. I put him batting first and move T.A. down in the order. Tim has not batted anything but leadoff since 2019. So we're talking 2020, 2021, 2022. They needed to shake some things up offensively. I would have Pollock bat leadoff not only in game one, but also in game two when Tim returns and see what happens. If it doesn't work for Pollock, then you put T.A. back there. But, I mean, I just think they need something. Something's not working with the offense. Pollock leading off is a good solution for me.
All right, Manager Chuck, I got another suggestion. Do not bat Yasmani Grandal second when he's batting 193. And I ask you that because that's where he was the other day. So, Manager Chuck, how conceivable or inconceivable is it that we always like to project into the playoffs already, but in September, let's just say, could your best lineup for the White Sox include Sebi Zavala catching and Yasmani Grandal on the bench?
Well, I want to say that, but then Sebi Zavala goes 0-for-5 with 4 strikeouts yesterday.
Right.
Grandal actually, for the first time all season, put two games back-to-back where he actually looked good at the plate. So he's got time to figure it out. Honestly, to answer that question, I'm not dodging, I'm just kind of being realistic. Whoever's hot at the end of the season, that's who should be catching. That's who should be getting at-bats in the order. So I would say Grandal does not, you know, automatically get the start in the playoffs if he's not hitting and Sebi Zavala is. So I would say that's 50-50 right now and who's also catching the best. But Grandal batting second, you know, yes, he'll get on base maybe, but then you have batting behind him, Eloy Jimenez. So you have two of the slowest people right now in baseball batting second and third. You better be hitting home runs behind them to score them, or else you're just going to go station to station to station. And so far, this White Sox team is, can you believe they have the fourth highest batting average in baseball? Because they get so many singles. And they're not hitting enough home runs. So I don't, for what, you know what, though? It was only one game, Grandal batting second. I'm not going to make a big deal out of it. But if he was just cemented there for a while, that I'd have a bigger problem with that.
Yeah, I think you said it earlier. The problem with this team is not with its pitching. It's the sputtering offense, and it's been a problem all along. And they're never going to win those games. You know, what did they have, Chuck? 8 runs yesterday and 8 in the first 3 games of the series. They had 4 in the first 3 games and then 8, doubling it in one game. They're just not – it's hard to win games when you can only score 2 runs in the first 3. I mean, what the hell?
Yeah. Well, so they've got 4 games against the Royals. They have a doubleheader on Tuesday. They got 3 games against the Tigers, and they're going to finish this 19-game stretch right against teams with losing records. They're 7-5 so far. You know, they're not – I mean, I was kind of being sarcastic about it, but this team, their strength is that you can't knock them out. There have been many times where it's like, oh, this season's over. They're going to lose. They're not coming back from this. And they get knocked down, but they don't get knocked out. And they've stayed alive and stayed alive and stayed alive. And so, you know, they should have a big week this week. They should.
Yep.
And then but it's all going to come down to this. I think we're going to go through this entire season. They're not going to be out of it. And they'll have a chance to win it in the final 9 games. And those final 9 games, it's 3 at Minnesota, 3 at San Diego, 3 home against Minnesota. Yep. I think it's all coming down to that 9-game stretch. And we'll see what happens. And, you know, that's a break. That'll be a great test for them. And maybe, you know, and if they play good in those 9 games, they are feeling really good going in the playoffs. And hopefully the offense figures it out by then. And maybe they figure it out this week. But that's been the question mark. Everyone's waiting. It's been a waiting game all season long. And whatever it takes to light some fire under this offense, that's if they win the division, it's going to be because of the offense. If they lose the division, it'll be because of the offense.
Great stuff, Chuck. You're doing a great job. We appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, Chuck. Great stuff.
All right. See you guys. Have a good day.
All right. And we should let you know, if you missed all that interview, you can get it on the Odyssey app. All of your sports and music and news, podcasts, everything you want, all on the free Odyssey app. You can listen to every Cubs game and Bulls game, along with all the coverage of Chicago sports that you need. It's on the Odyssey app. Download it today.
Respect the job that Chuck has done this year, navigating a very difficult White Sox season, pre and post game on NBC Sports Chicago. Not an easy job, and he does it pretty well.
He does it great, and, you know, Ozzy has just been on fire.
Outstanding.
Can't wait to talk to him later in the week.
It's candid, honesty.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Mornings with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Well, I would just say this, that if you want to be a good football team, you have to have mental and physical stamina. And to build that callus, to build that stamina, you have to go through hard. And you can't do it by going through soft. So that's just what our practices do. So the tempo which we practice, how we execute with speed, and what we're asking and the standards of what we're asking our players to do, that builds that mental and physical stamina.
Mully Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That's the guy.
I'm in.
Matt Eberflus. Of course you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bears are too soft. I'd love that they had back-to-back tough practices. So,
yeah.
The training camp toughness factor, you know, it's overstated, overrated perhaps, but I like the fact that they're coming in and setting a tone. Yeah, you know, vacation's over. Country club is closed. Welcome to Flusville.
Really? Are you kidding me?
I'm just saying.
All right.
So anyway, it's going to be a big week.
Big week for the Bears. They open up the Flusy, what would you call it, era? With
yeah.
The preseason, first preseason
first
game Saturday.
First game on Saturday.
At home at noon.
At Soldier Field on the lakefront. You'll get a glimpse of them tomorrow at Family Fest, annual practice at Soldier Field. That begins, I think, at 9:30. 24 hours from now and goes until noon. That's an opportunity to go out and see the Bears and Justin Fields and company practice. And I'll be curious to see how that tone is. It's not going to be a real, who knows? I'm not quite sure what to expect. I don't think we can, but yeah, big week for the Bears, big week for the Cubs too. As far as
Field of Dreams.
Yeah.
Well, first you have, Mike Rizzo is in town. Chicago guy made good with the Washington Nationals. And they will be playing a series against the Cubs, and then it's off to the Field of Dreams for the game in the Iowa cornfield.
You talk about
Thursday.
The White Sox having an opportunity against some bad teams. The Cubs play the Nationals, and then the Reds.
Let me ask something, and I'm not being mean here. I'm just curious. They've been, they won a series against Florida. Presumably they can beat a bad Nationals team.
Yes.
Presumably they can win a series against the Reds.
You would think.
So does that damage the draft pick you get from a bad season, or do you care about that?
At this point, I don't care about that. Okay. At this point, I think, given who they retained and who they have, what you want to do is you're tired of the losing. You want to build some good habits, and you also want to see some guys have success that you're counting on in the future. So when you have a Justin Steele do what he did the other day, strike out 10 in 4 2/3, and did you see he didn't want to give the ball up? I like that about Justin Steele. Mm-hmm. He did not want to come out of that game. You want to see these kinds of things. I don't know if they know what they have in the bullpen, but the Cubs have done a nice job of developing certain arms, Scott Efros being the most obvious example. So, yeah, you want to see them have success. I don't think you want to have an orchestrated losing approach to the final 2 months of the season. And I don't think you heard that from Jed Hoyer. These final 2 months are an evaluation phase of this rebuilding project, and I think it matters how the Christopher Morels and Patrick Wisdoms of the world perform down the stretch.
The White Sox are in Kansas City. They got a doubleheader Tuesday, and then they have games on Wednesday and Thursday. They come home and take on Detroit, I believe. And this is it, man. This is the White Sox. They've got this 19-game stretch against teams below 500. They are 7-5, two games over 500 in this stretch. That means they're two games over 500 on the season. And as we talked to Chuck about, they've got Twins, San Diego Twins, in the final nine games of the year.
Well, it's an opportunity. And whereas we described what the Cubs have in Iowa and the Bears have tomorrow and Saturday at Soldier Field, those are kind of exhibitions, right?
Yes.
But for the Sox, it's for real. And you better win. And you better treat these games like they matter. And there's a sense of urgency. Because you know what, Molly? If you don't take advantage of four against the Royals and three against the Tigers, life will come at you pretty fast next Monday against the Astros. Okay? You want to be in a good position. You'd like to be in a spot over the next seven games where you're 5-2 and you go into that series against Houston with some momentum, with some confidence, with that swagger that Rick Hahn was looking for at the trade deadline.
And the Twins are starting to fall apart a little bit. You know, we know that Rockhead Baldelli Rockhead was very upset about that Rocco was upset about that. So that's good to know.
He disintegrated.
Yes, he's falling apart.
Yes.
He's falling apart. And it's a big week for us because we're getting geared up for our trip to Vegas.
Are you packing already?
I'm always packed. It's a habit I developed on the Bulls beat back in the day. I always have a bag at home ready to go. Emergency.
Now I would be impressed.
I have a couple passports and some money.
Yeah. Well, that's for things we can't discuss. So
that is not
I know
true.
That's why that. I but don't have it's that. August 8th. We leave on the 18th. I would be shocked and impressed if you were packed for the Vegas trip.
Yes, and I am not yet packed. Although, God knows, I know exactly what I'm wearing. Next to nothing. It's going to be 190 degrees out there.
You mean something flag and anthem?
I will have my flag and anthem stuff. It's all ready to go. I'm not bringing the pink shorts. Don't even ask. We are heading to Vegas. We'll be broadcasting live on Friday, August 19th. We've got a special show on Saturday, the 20th. You ought to come out. Stop by. Say hi. Come on. Vegas, baby. Friday will be on from 6 to 10 from Victory Burger in the beautiful Circa Resort and Casino. And then Saturday, we're at Stadium Swim from 11 to 12:45. There's just a ton of great things to do at Circa, the best and the biggest sports book in Vegas. And, of course, you can also enter the contest, the Circa Million 4 contest. Sign up between May 17th and September 10th. And the first games are September 8th through January 8th. And all you got to do, you spend $1,000 to enter. You get three entries total, so you can't enter 20 times. Stop it. No one can afford that. But you can make five NFL picks against the spread each week. You get a point for each correct selection, a half point for each push, $6 million in guaranteed total prizes, $1 million to the first place finisher, and you get a coveted blue jacket as champion. It's like the green jacket, only it's blue. $3.65 million in cash prizes for entries 2 through 100. $300,000 in quarter prizes will be awarded every 4 or 5 weeks, and you get $100,000 if you're the worst selector. If you are last, if you are in last place in the contest, the booby prize is $100,000. $50,000 if you're next to last, so that's pretty good. No rake. Any extra fees goes into the quarter prize pool. And full season prizes. For more information about Circa and booking rooms, CircaLasVegas.com is the spot to go to.
Can't wait. Never been to Circa. Looking forward to seeing what that's all about. We talked about it a lot. Have heard great reviews. You know it's going to be one of those types of places you don't want to leave.
Right.
So can't wait to get there.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. All right. 312-644-6767. We should let you know the score. Listener line is powered by BetQL. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download that BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. And let's get to the phone lines. We'll start with Bob. He's in Naperville. Hey, Bob.
Hey there. You guys were making fun of the Twins manager, but at least the guy shows intensity.
Thank you.
Energy.
Yes.
Yeah.
That wasn't me, Bob.
I don't think we were making fun of him. We just pointed out that he's in a panic and he's in a free fall. Why would you say we're making fun of him?
Again, the guy shows energy. You know, La Russa, he saunters out there. Maybe Anderson wouldn't have been suspended if La Russa would have gotten out there a little bit sooner.
That's a valid point. I mean, he does. That's a valid point. And I think if I were Rocco Baldelli, I would have had the same reaction to getting cheated out of a potential victory. That was a game that could matter in the standings. I understand why he blew his top.
Yeah, and now he's likely to be suspended and not be able to manage again the rest of the year.
You're making that up. You're making that up.
Maybe I'm making it up. Let's try Ray. Ray's in Lincolnwood. Hey, Ray.
Yeah, you were saying Minnesota was in free fall. They took 2 out of 3 from Toronto. Yeah, and they would have won yesterday if it wasn't for the umpires.
If it wasn't for Rocco. Yeah, I agree with you. It was a complete – they're in a complete free fall. They have no chance of keeping up with the Sox.
They're playing 500 last 10 games. That's
free fall.
For a first-place team, 5-5.
They're falling apart.
I don't know if it's free fall. You're
right
stumbling.
They're ripe for the picking.
They are that.
They're a bunch of bums. Buxton about to get hurt again.
Well, let me remind you, though. It was a week ago today, this morning – where we were talking to Steve Stone, and I think that he might have put it in the context of it's going to come down to a general manager's trade deadline. And it's three teams in the division, which GM is the most aggressive will likely win the division or have the upper hand. Twins were aggressive. They went out and they'd made things happen.
Yeah.
And the Sox were disappointed that they couldn't. And how do we know that? Rick Hahn told us so. So I think the upper hand remains to the team in first place right now. I know what you're saying, Mr. Positive, but I do think that you have to be fair here. The Twins, you know.
Let me tell you something about the White Sox, okay? They're due.
Oh, God, they are.
They're due.
They're so due.
They're going to put it together because they're due. All you need, it's a real simple thing. You need Tim Anderson and Yoan Moncada and anybody else that's kind of struggling, Yasmani Grandal, you need those guys to kind of catch fire a la Eloy and Luis Robert. And then the whole thing's going to come together, and you're going to see this championship team they put together win multiple World Series this
Stop
year.
That. Stop this with year. The multiple championships. That could be a division championship.
This year.
I think Luis Robert has been impressive in how quickly he has reacclimated himself to, you know, major league pitching, playing the field. That was a scary injury. We didn't know what to expect.
Right.
And oh, by the way, I want to mention this. I think I probably did before. I can't remember if it's on or off the air, but it's been a long. It's Monday. Talk to Steve Stone on Monday, or I'm sorry, on Saturday.
Yeah.
And inside the clubhouse, and I asked him how silly it was the suggestion that I had last week about Oscar Colas coming up, and he didn't dismiss it. He said it wasn't silly at all because of what? The need for a left-handed bat.
Yes.
And so that's...
And you got a guy that's hitting well in Double-A. You know, you got a couple guys. Cespedes is on a roll. I think he's gone like 23 games with an on-base thing.
On-base, yep.
Hit a couple homers on Saturday. Walked a double. If you like that sort of thing.
Well,
maybe that's some outfield help too.
You're an offense that at times can be anemic, and you hit too many singles. So if you're looking for a power boost, you've got two guys who are tearing it up at the minor league level. I know it's Double A, but come on. I mean, it's not beyond the realm of possibility of calling up somebody to help this team down the stretch.
Yeah, and the Sox, as much as I want to make fun of Minnesota, and I just wish ill upon them. That's just a long-term Sox fan thing. The team, they're still a game behind Cleveland, and Cleveland is a game behind Minnesota. So the Sox, two games behind Minnesota, still have two teams to jump. So maybe it's not going to – and, you know, I don't think that the I don't think the manager with the Indians is going to make the same kind of blunders that Rocco – is going to make.
Terry Francona, not known for his blunders. I don't know that Rocco Baldelli is making a blunder by arguing a call.
Well, he's just falling apart. He's in a free fall.
But he had a valid reason. That was one of the worst calls you're ever going to see in a game that matters in the 10th inning.
Yeah, he's in a free fall.
Okay.
I agree. I agree with the caller earlier, and I agree with what you're saying.
Of course you do.
I'm going to – at least let me tell you something. I am going to – believe what I want to believe, hear what I want to hear until it comes to fruition and the Sox win themselves that that World Series.
Hear no evil, speak no evil.
Yes.
And by the way, I think the Twins and the Blue Jays actually split that series 2 games apiece.
Aha! It's happening.
What a dastardly laugh.
That didn't work for me. I'm not really dastardly. We will talk to the dastardly man himself. Dastardly Bernstein joins us with the great Lawrence Holmes next. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.